Welcome back, Trent Luce, second half. As I mentioned, we've got Angel Cushing in the house, and she hasn't been here on Roll Up for quite some time. She comes to us from Lyons County, Kansas. And I always have these objectives to get Angel on here more often, and then weeks just fly by and we're off doing things. How are you, Angel Cushing?
I'm okay. You should probably know that I kind of avoid getting, I talk so much better just one-on-one, like in my living room, than I do on camera and in front of people. So wait, I
Angel, what are you talking about? We're just talking here, sitting on your couch one-on-one. I don't know what you're talking about.
But I do try to avoid it so I don't, you know, pursue you and say, hey, Trent, put me on. We need to talk about this. And so it's not all your fault is what I'm saying.
I'm happy pursuing you. Just let it be that way, okay?
Okay.
So you got me all choked up now, not on purpose. Anyway, how have you been? What have you been up to?
I have been great. Took my grandchildren garage selling last weekend. That was fun. And it's a blast. You know, the coolest thing and the best memory in the entire world is my five-year-old little grandson came across these two great big huge boxes full of somebody's old bowling trophies, and they thought they were the coolest thing in the world. And the look on their mama's face when he was so proudly pulling his trophies out of the car to take to his bedroom was just priceless.
You are such a typical grandma.
So I work hard at that, yes.
Yeah. I hear, and somewhere I got, believe it or not, as much as I completely ignore what's going on in professional sports today, I couldn't tell you if it's baseball season, basketball season, or volleyball. Somewhere I got a big old chest of baseball cards from, like, you know, the Lou Brock era. Mm-hmm. I don't know where they're at, but I was told the other day I should find them because they're probably worth some money.
Might be worth nothing either. According to my grandchildren, it's Pokemon cards, man. They don't care about baseball cards, and or they don't care how much of them. But if you have a Pokemon card that's hard to find, oh boy. Now, they even have them in these glass cases. If you go to like a gaming store, they have them in glass cases. And my grandsons will stand there and drool over these cards that are priced at like $250. I'm like, you kidding me? So, okay. All right.
I'm guessing the bowling trophies were cheaper than that.
Oh, yes. I think we paid like a quarter for both boxes.
That's mm-hmm. a deal, man.
That's a deal. Yes. And to this day, he's about 6 years older now. And to this day, they are all over his bedroom.
Sweet. So you and I were just having a chat, and we launched into this whole concept behind Forever Chemicals and Humaner and everything that's being done. I haven't really dug into it. There is a continually very convincing argument. You know, the one that intrigues me the most, I just got to tell you this, and then I want your opinion on it. I watched, I don't know, some 13-minute documentary, and this was probably 6 months ago, about these dairymen in the northeastern part of the United States that long before they purchased their property, the local sewage from municipalities was spread on their farm, and now their cows are passing on this forever chemical in their milk. I don't know what kind of forever chemical can come out of a city municipality that can have a life of 50 years in the soil, but I haven't really dug into it. Have you?
I have. So there's a couple of different kinds of forever chemicals, but the one that is focused on most of all is the fluoride carbon bond. It is used in our nonstick cookingware. That's what is originally kind of first marketed. It's now in fire retardants. It's really, really good as a way to put out fires. And everybody assumes that's the source of all forever chemicals, or most of them, but it's actually in women's makeup. You know, back in the 1980s and 90s, a little bit of moisture and sweat and us ladies would bleed colors, you know, not anymore. And that's because most of our makeup is made with forever chemicals. Now, the EPA there under the Biden administration was kind of stretching that definition a little bit, trying to claim that nitrogen and phosphorus and those things are forever. But what most people don't realize is that these are all things, except for fluoride carbon, that is a man-made molecule. Except for that, most of the chemicals here were made by God, put here by God, and for our management and for our use. Now, the big question that I have is if they are forever, if they are forever in our makeup and they are forever in our pots and pans, how did they end up in our water? If they don't break down, then they couldn't possibly be in their water because they're not broke down enough to get in there. And so I did some checking on the latest research in tackling the problem of forever chemicals. Do you know what breaks it down?
No. Water?
Warm salt water. So think about your pots and pans with that no-stick service, with that no-stick coating. What do we do to our food? We salt it, right? And then after we're done cooking on it, we wash it in water. And that's how it ends up in water. In addition to the women who are washing their face and found really good ways and soaps to remove it from their face, salt water breaks it down really, really well and destroys the carbon in fluoride and pulls them apart.
So how many times do we have a pot boiling on the stove that we have some salt in before we cook something?
Right. Yes.
Why wouldn't we be breaking that down and putting it in our bodies all the time?
We are. We absolutely are. That's why I don't use nonstick pans. But I didn't know about forever chemicals at the time. I was actually quite young, and some old timers said that I needed to stop using. They came over for dinner, and they said I needed to stop using those nonstick cookware. I was out on my own. It was my first house, and I went out and bought my own pots and pans, and I was so proud. And they said, no, you can't do that. They were quite sure that it was the cause of dementia and Alzheimer's, and that was, what, back in the 1980s.
I remember back in the day when everybody was saying, and we're talking probably 90s, that if you were drinking any drink from an aluminum can, you were going to get Alzheimer's.
Yeah, everything was Alzheimer's. But it was enough to scare me to give up non-cooking surfaces. I don't like them. So
don't we also have, we use butter or lard. But don't we also have some spray that's probably the same component that people spray on those pans?
Yeah, probably so. Bed liners, but a lot of fire retardants for putting out fires. I mean, that's if you were to Google this, that would be what they tell you is the main source of this. But in all actuality, it's actually women's makeup that gets into the water.
Fire retardants, it's not like you use that every day. I mean, that's like once in a lifetime you're using a fire retardant.
Exactly. And in some states don't really have much of a use of it at all, even though those chemicals are showing up in the soil in those states. And so you got a couple of big threats there. One is that it becomes a convenient excuse to take land for the government. That's happened in a few states along the East Coast. Oh, my goodness, it's now a pollutant, and we're going to have to take your land and shut this all down. You know, that becomes convenient. But it's also, the aspect of testing that I have. So when I looked up the all of this stuff and I really dove into it, I wanted to know how it was made and how it was tested, not only in the human body, but in soil and in animals. And so everybody that's listening, fluoride is the stuff you put on your teeth, you know, that they put in our water. And so my question was, is what is the difference between those two tests, between fluoride and fluoride carbon? And I could not find that answer. Now, it might be that I'm not scientific enough to study all of the testing that goes into there, and they absolutely do test for it, the difference being fluoride or carbon fluoride. Well, my question is what evidence is there out there that says that when they test for carbon fluoride in the soil, they're not using just fluoride as the standard for the test, and they're really picking up a lot of fluoride rather than the man-made fluoride carbon bond?
A lot of this is making sense from something I read earlier this week along these lines. There is an alert, a health alert in France, because the organic farmers are using some organic phosphorus to fertilize their plants. And they determined that in the process of doing this, cadmium is becoming a presence in the fertilizer, ultimately in the food, and then is poisoning the body. It was very interesting to me that they were talking about the cadmium amounts in the organic food, but they designated that conventionally produced food with conventional fertilizers had 3 times more of a presence, but it was the organic food that was a problem. And what I took from all of that, Angel, and I think it may be the underlying thought here, it really wasn't the cadmium that they wanted to scare people about. It was the fertilization of food.
Yes. And the process of fooding it. So I call it arguing with God, and I'm guilty of it. So just full disclosure, I argue with God all the time. I lose every single argument, but I do argue with God. One of which, good example, is my garden. I have a big garden every year. It is 3 to 7 acres, depending on how adventurous I'm feeling. And that's just the garden, right? Well, guess what my land is? It's an old rock quarry. So oh. God said right here on this spot, we're going to grow rocks. What are you doing trying to grow tomatoes?
Well, you don't have to lime your garden.
Oh, true. That's very, very true. But it grows wonderful mushrooms. That it does. But the point being is that sometimes we argue with God, and God made poop, right? I mean, there isn't. I do it.
I have
you do
no
it.
Issue with poop.
Yeah, grandkids do it. Everybody poops. And so there's this big argument of we have to get rid of PFAS chemicals, but we have to do it by getting rid of the poop. Unless you're going to put it on a spaceship and release it into outer space, you're not going to get people to stop pooping. So we're going to have to come up with another plan, and maybe perhaps like attacking the use of these chemicals before it ever gets to our food. Or we invest the money in the running through our sewage system through salt water to break up that carbon fluoride bond.
You know, there is something God gave us that has been demonized beyond fertilizer that I want to start the discussion with when we get back with more. And I will do that when we get back with more. Angel Cushing wrapping up today's broadcast, talking about some of the craziest things that people come up with. National Western 2027, nothing crazy about this. Get more details about the plans, and maybe you want to be a part of generating a suggestion or two. Go to the website, nationalwestern.com. We are the West. That's a true story. Back with more after this.